In Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai is the favorite to win next month's presidential elections, but he's still trying to collect all the votes he can get. That means turning to the millions of refugees who fled to neighboring countries over the last 25 years. The international community is setting up polling arrangements. In Pakistan, they're putting together a register of voters. NPR's Philip Reeves went to Pakistan's northwestern frontier province and has this report.
These days, an air of anticipation coils through the rutted lanes and mud dwellings of Hugano refugee camp. The Afghans who fled here through the Khyber Pass, through the mountains that jut up on the nearby horizon, know nothing of the ballot box. Their history is dominated by dictatorships, occupation and war. But in a few weeks, they'll get to vote in the Afghan presidential election.
I escaped from the Russian rule and I came here to wage a holy war, which is called jihad.
Zelmay came to Pakistan a quarter of a century ago. He joined the US-backed Mujahideen fighting the Soviets, then occupying his home country. He's a shopkeeper who now dreams of going home. He hopes the election will help him do so.
I think that I will vote so that my country will be stable, there will be a government, and then we can go back and have a nice life there.
Sarah Aziz Oria left Kabul when civil war erupted in the early 90s. Sitting cross-legged on a carpet in her home in the nearby city of Peshawar, she says life in Pakistan was tough at first, especially after her husband died of a heart attack. So determined is she now to help her homeland, she's joined the hundreds of organizers getting the vote out.
It's a very historical moment. It happened after 23 years of war. By doing this, I can help people, I can serve them. So that's why I wanted to take part in this process.
Sarah's driven by optimism. This isn't easy to sustain. Few days pass by without reports of bloodshed from across the border as the Taliban and their al-Qaeda associates try to force out US-led forces and international agencies. She's concerned militants will carry out their threats to disrupt the poll with violence.
Whenever I hear something like this or I listen about the news or watch it on TV, it makes me very worried. So worried that whenever I pray on the praying mat, I curse them. I wish them death because they are the people who are making so much trouble that we have to stay outside of the country.
The task of organizing the Afghan election in Pakistan has been contracted out by Afghan and UN authorities to the International Organization for Migration, the IOM. No one knows exactly how many of the Afghans in Pakistan will vote. The government says in all there are around 3 million of them, about a third in camps. Jack Redden of the UN's refugee agency, the UNHCR, says they've been coming and going for decades.
They started arriving just before the Soviet invasion in 1979. And it's gone through various waves. As you know, Afghanistan has gone through periods where everything starts to get better and then it falls apart again.
We will give you the information.
In a training room in Peshawar, IOM officials instruct dozens of men and women in the basics of democracy. The assembled group, who are mostly Afghans, are so-called community mobilizers. They're part of a massive operation to educate and register potential voters over the next month. Instructor Ruaf Saluddin says one of the most important tasks is persuading Afghan men to allow their wives and daughters to vote.
They would not be able to take a part in election unless their men allow them to go out. So this is the basic thing that we have to encourage the men more. We talk to them, tell them about the rights, and also to tell them how important actually the woman vote is for the future of the country.
In the Hugano refugee camp, the people are Pashtuns, the same ethnicity as Hamid Karzai, the interim Afghan president and favorite in the elections. The majority of Pakistan's Afghans are Pashtuns, which means they're a potential treasure trove for the Karzai campaign. Though the IOM's only setting up polling stations in the two most westerly of Pakistan's four provinces, they're planning for up to 800,000 voters. But refugees such as Safaris, a storekeeper, expect the decision on how to vote to be taken for them.
We will talk to our leader and he will also decide for us. The elders, like the old man, they all of them will arrange a meeting and then they will discuss and the chances for Karzai is more.
That's not true of everyone, though. Mushkan Musta'an is 22. She's educated and articulate and lives in nearby Peshawar. She doesn't care what the men say. She plans to vote.
I want to have a part in it. I've not decided whom I'm going to give the vote, but I want a wood to the perfect person.
She's not alone. Young, educated Afghans have begun thinking for themselves. Saeed Masih Sadat's a 23-year-old computer engineer. Like many, he's anxiously waiting to see if the refugees of his generation will get a chance to go home and put their skills to use. It's either that or more years living in someone else's land, a place where, at least for now, there's no true democracy.
Young people, they have the same aim as I have, okay? Like, they want to help their country, they want to reconstruct their country. But as we know, the situation right now in Afghanistan is not applicable to life. We can say there's no security, the electricity section is absolutely, we can say, damaged, and the situation is incredible.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.